Satellite radio sells itself as home to anything goes. You're supposed to be able to say anything, swear like a sailor, shock listeners in ways that are banned on regular broadcast airwaves. But XM Satellite Radio just handed out a 30-day suspension to Opie and Anthony. They are two New York-based shock jocks. Earlier this month, they did a bit with a homeless character who fantasized about having violent sex with Condoleezza Rice, Laura Bush, and Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. She needs a man.
You digging her?
Oh, I love
her.
Hey,
woman, why don't you come by my box? I'll show you a real man.
Opie and Anthony had apologized for that bit before the suspension. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine joins us now. Hi, Michael.
How you doing, Madeline?
Fine, thank you. Well, so we remember what happened to Don Imus. He was fired from CBS Radio and from MSNBC for his nappy-headed hoe comment. Is this a result of that? Is XM influenced by the fallout from the Imus incident?
Oh, yeah, we're in the era of the political correct police, and the media jumps on to any story now because it's just the story to do. And I don't think XM Satellite Radio at this time wants to do anything that will generate controversy because they're on the verge of making or trying to make a deal with Sirius that they have to get through Congress, which is watching everybody very closely.
Sirius Satellite Radio you're talking about.
XM and Sirius are on the verge of a merger, which both companies desperately need. And it has to be approved by Congress against all types of obstacles, claiming monopolies and antitrust. So that's why XM at this point, with the bad attention that they're getting, the negative attention they're getting because of the Opie and Anthony, you know, questionable taste bit, they suspended them so as to look at least like they don't approve of this kind of thing, which of course is hypocritical because not only do they approve of it, they hired Opie and Anthony to do that very thing.
Right. And also Howard Stern.
Yeah. And, well, Howard Stern is at Sirius. Howard Stern, he's really smart when it comes to navigating the course of being a shock jock. Opie and Anthony have a little less experience at it and have run into some trouble. Of course, the trouble that Opie and Anthony have run into has only fueled their level of celebrity and as a result landed them not only a deal on XM Satellite Radio, but they were rehired by CBS to do a cleaner version of their show on terrestrial radio, the very place where they had been fired several years ago for the infamous St. Patrick's Cathedral incident.
What about XM's subscribers? There is news today that some of them are canceling their subscriptions. They're furious at the decision to punish Opie and Anthony. Is this going to have a negative effect for XM commercially?
Well, sure. Subscribers dropping out on satellite radio is equivalent to advertisers dropping out on terrestrial radio. And we saw how CBS buckled when the advertisers started dropping out. They fired Imus without even thinking about the legal ramifications of it. Now they're stuck with a $120 million lawsuit because he has a contract that says they encouraged him to do the very thing that they fired him for. And that's the same thing now with Opie and Anthony. They were hired to be disgusting.
So is XM trying to have it both ways? They're not actually firing Opie and Anthony, but just suspending them?
Well, suspension is what the corporations do just short of firing. First, they slap you on the wrists and they say, shouldn't do that. And then when the heat continues from the backlash, they suspend the talent, which means they're off the air without pay, which is a form of punishment. And then if the heat doesn't die down, as was the case with Imus, they fire you, the final execution. And so at this point, they're somewhere between suspension and firing. But yeah, the suspension is to show the world we don't approve of what Opie and Anthony did. My gosh, we're shocked as well as you. We're victimized by these rogues, these loose cannons, these crazy people on our radio. Let's get rid of them. When in fact, they're hoping the heat goes away and then they'll put them back on the air and they'll do the same thing they've been doing. And they'll make nice to their subscribers and hopefully the people will come back. At least that's their position.
Michael, is it ironic that Opie and Anthony, they were suspended from XM, but they still have their cleaner version of their show on CBS, the radio network that fired Imus?
Now they're back on terrestrial radio, but they're not fit for satellite radio. I mean, the irony of that is just, it's the stuff of comedy.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.